This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will attend several events including the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. Mr. Modi will also take part in major development programs and diplomatic engagements across Rajkot, Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple began on Thursday at the coastal town of Veravil in Gir Somnath district. The event marks 1,000 years since the first attack on the Somnath Temple in 1026 AD by Mahmud of Ghazni. The Prime Minister will reach Somnath this evening and participate in Omkar mantra chanting at the Somnath Temple. He will also view drone show at the temple. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will take part in Shaurya Yatra, a ceremonial procession organized to honor the countless warriors who laid down their lives defending the Somnath Temple over centuries. He will offer prayers at the Somnath Temple and also participate in a public function marking the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. External Affairs Ministry has said New Delhi is closely following the developments on the bill in US Congress proposing high tariffs on countries buying Russian oil. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stated that India's position on the larger question of energy sourcing is well known. He stressed that energy security of 1.4 billion people guides India's oil sourcing.
On energy sourcing, again, whether we buy oil from X part or Y part, we are, a broad approach. It is based on two imperatives. One is what is the available or evolving global dynamics, and two, there is an imperative to provide energy at affordable rates to our 1.4 billion people. So whatever we do will be guided by these two imperatives. This is how we look at energy sourcing.
Mr. Jaiswal said India and the US remain interested in a mutually beneficial trade deal between two complementary economies and look forward to concluding it. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of transforming India into Viksit Bharat by 2047 can be realized only when every child in the country has access to quality education. He said this while addressing a day-long consultation meeting with stakeholders on Samagra Shiksha 3.0 titled Reimagining Samagra Shiksha in New Delhi yesterday. Highlighting the importance of achieving 100% enrollment up to class 12, Mr. Pradhan emphasized the need to bridge learning gaps, reduce dropouts, improve learning and nutritional outcomes and strengthen teacher capacity. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav yesterday highlighted that Prasar Bharati's Waves platform has received widespread global appreciation and facilitated international business worth 5,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said this during the launch of a new platform Creators Corners on DD News to empower content creators. He said the new initiative of Prasar Bharati aims to showcase and promote creative content.
Last year, Waves
created a new platform. Through this platform, there has been a very significant improvement in the creator's economy. Our approximate target is to connect 1 crore youth with the creator's economy. In a way, this will become a new employment opportunity. Globally, everybody has appreciated our performance and concept.
In Himachal Pradesh, 12 people were killed and 33 others injured in an accident involving a private bus near Haripurdhar, a remote area of Sirmaur district. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the mishap. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has accused anti-government protesters of acting on behalf of US President Donald Trump as mass demonstrations continue across the country and the death toll rises to 62. In a televised address yesterday, Khamenei urged unity and described the unrest as terrorist actions and warned that authorities would crack down on the demonstrations, which the government has framed as a plot by foreign enemies, primarily the United States. According to the US-based overseas Iranian rights group Human Rights Activist News Agency, at least 62 people have been killed. And that is the end of this news bulletin.